Welcome, everyone, to the Kathy Lee Parker Show, the number one place for enlightened and entertaining guests, positive vibes, and information that is spot on. And now, for your listening pleasure, your host, Kathy Lee Parker.
Thank you so much for joining in. Today with me, I have Michael Lipowitz with me. He is the Masterful Movie Movement. He is the chairman also of Starglaze Studio, which is out of Denver, Colorado. And before we bring him on, we are going to listen to a video that he's done up, and we're going to listen to it right now.
If you, like so many others, are concerned about the type of movies and, quote, entertainment coming out of Hollywood, there's a new movement you need to know about. It's the Masterful Movie Movement. Its mission is to bring about a change that is so desperately needed in the film industry. The movement wants to bring quality motion pictures back by supporting the efforts of a new studio to achieve that objective. It seems that over time, the movie industry has evolved into a private club. And like most clubs of that nature, Hollywood suffers from a kind of inbreeding which has destroyed creativity in filmmaking. The creative minds have left Hollywood, having been replaced by bean counters who, frankly, have traded art for just cash. However, their strategy is backfiring as attendance is down at the multiplex. And as a result, fatigue has set in with moviegoers over the barrage of reboots and sequels being theatrically released today. Studies have shown that in 2017 alone, theater attendance fell to a 25-year low. The goal of the Masterful Movie Movement is to bring back mainstream movies that encompass great storytelling with feel-good themes and positive messages that inspire audiences. 10% of the movement's profits will be donated to A Voice for Children International, a charity with the mission to help the poorest of the poor children throughout the world. We hope you find the movement and our website a valuable resource in addition to your movie-going experience. Enjoy our site and come back often.
Oh, Michael, tell me about this. Welcome to my show, and tell me about this movie movement that you have going on.
Well, Kathy, first of all, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
The purpose of the movie movement, its mission, Kathy Lee, is to bring imaginative filmmaking back into the movie industry. Masterful movies with inspiring storytelling in mind. That's the purpose that we're setting out to accomplish, Kathy Lee. And with help of people like your audience, by becoming members, we hope we can further our cause.
I hear that you have a couple hundred, you know, members already. And how long have you been doing this? How long has this been going on?
The movie movement has been in the works for a couple of years, but it's been launched a couple of months ago.
So it
was a long time in the making. Before we did, instead of getting a high-priced marketing firm, I approached 2,000 people in Denver, in local establishments, bars, restaurants, coffee shops, in malls, asking them about the film industry and their attitude about it. What I did was I showed them a one-page position paper for the movement, the first draft of it. And before they were done with it, expressing their views, it doubled in size. I'll give you an idea of the magnitude of this and the dissatisfaction that the public has in movies today. Out of 10 people, 1 in 10 told me they didn't like movies and never went to them. Another one they liked movies just the way they were. When and amazingly, 8 out of 10 said they're not going as to many movies as they used to, or if they were going at all, that was also on their minds. So it showed me that there was a dissatisfaction going on the part of the public in the movies being produced by Hollywood today. And again, the position paper, which is really the talking point for the movement, doubled in size as a result of the talking points that these fine people gave to me.
Interesting. And I noticed that you have a website out there, and it's the same as the name, Masterful Movie, or no, Masterful Move Movement. Is that what it's called, or you tell me?
It's MasterfulMovieMovement.com. That's
okay.
The website.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that that's MasterfulMovie, and then it's MoveMent.com. So for anybody who wants to sign up or want to review his page, please go there. And Michael, also to tell me about, so what do you think that's happening in Hollywood to cause this need of a movement?
Well, we found that Hollywood is not in tune to what the public wants in movies. They're right now addressing the lowest common denominator of movie audiences. The films they're giving the green light to are mainstream films I'm talking about now, not indies. For the most part, they're violent, they're dark, and sometimes even raunchy. And as it was said in the video, they're replete with reboots and sequels of movies that people just don't have an interest in.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And so how do you feel? Have you got any interesting comments from Hollywood? Or tell me what, you know, have they written to you or email you anything?
Well, I don't believe Hollywood, the establishment, will be that much inclined to favor what we're setting off to do, Kathy. We have been in touch with many screenwriters, movie producers, and we're getting a very excellent reception from them. The problem with Hollywood is it's a private club, Kathy Lee. And as a result of that, being a private club, it's closed out to many people who want to introduce new content to the industry. As a result of that, rehashes of old things, reboots, sequels, are what's most prevalent today in the mainstream movies being produced.
Interesting. And do you have, I know some studios out there throughout the country that are putting out some good Christian movies and some uplifting movies and for, you know, mainstream television. And so what do you think about that?
Well, the movies that our studio will be producing will be in the mainstream fashion. However, some of them will have faith-based messages in them to inspire audiences to come to God and learn of Christian messages. But again, the vast majority of our films will be in the mainstream.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And so you mentioned to me when I, you know, before you came on my show and everything that you have an idea for a new studio to be involved. I mean, how's that coming out? What will be the role in that playing out?
Well, the purpose of the movie movement is to support the efforts of a new studio, Stargate Studio, to provide an alternative to the type of movies that are presently being produced by Hollywood today. So we're hoping that we can give movies with feel-good themes to them that will inspire audiences in their everyday lives.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Also, too, so have you been getting a lot of emails as well from just people just fed up with movies?
Well, we'll be distributing our own movies, Kathy.
We'll be distributing your own movies, but have you been getting emails from your followers that they're fed up with the movie industry?
Well, yes, we have been in contact with many people. Many of them came to us through Facebook and are friending people on that website.
Wonderful.
Social media website. So we're getting a wide variety of people from different types of venues in the film industry that are expressing an interest in what we're doing.
Interesting. Good. So they're telling you that they're fed up, they're disgusted, and displeased with Hollywood. Is that correct?
Well, it's not just that. They've stopped going to the films. And if they are going, they're going much less frequently than they used to. Mm-hmm. The films being produced, and this comes from 78 million, we feel, baby boomers, and 100 million evangelicals who have just... I've had enough of the explicit sexual content in films and the inappropriate language being used. It's keeping people away, and the Hollywood establishment just doesn't realize it. Again, they think they want violence, darkness, and raunchiness in their films. And what they're doing is they're depicting in their films a negative reality, which is pandering to people's fears about their own personal circumstances instead of elevating and inspiring them to do great things with their lives.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any plans to open up a studio, or is that still in the works?
The plans for the studio are in the works, Kathy Lee.
Okay.
First thing, as I may have told you, is we have to make a success of the movie movement for that to come about. But we're confident with what people are saying about the movement that we believe that will become something that will happen in the not-too-distant future.
Oh, okay. And has any film people, directors, producers approached you yet, or are they coming forward and saying, hey, I want to put out a good movie, a clean, uplifting film?
Well, we've had numerous conversations with screenwriters, directors, film producers, and we've discussed with them about their submitting packages and screenplays to us. Right now, we have on the drawing boards 24 different projects for the studio, and that's our current plan, but we're adding to that as we get further along.
Okay, good, because putting a studio costs so much money. It's so huge. It's a big project with the... you know, putting the production together. Putting a production together for a movie, it costs quite a bit.
That's true. There's the studios in distributing the films have marketing and advertising costs that the production mm-hmm. companies eventually get charged for. So that's true.
Okay. Well, Michael, sit back, and we're going to go into a commercial. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Hidden Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Head and Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
It's time to live your journey. Envision being stress-free. The Life Vessel is relaxation therapy that helps reduce stress, manage pain, detoxifies on all levels, supports the immune system, and balances hormones. Life Vessel uses an infrared light source that increases blood circulation and oxygen to the cells. Life Vessel of Utah does that and so much more. Call at 801-864-1300, lifevesselofutah.com.
Do you know how much equity is in your home, condo, or townhome? Do you want to lower your rate and take cash out? We're Valorem Equity, and we make mortgages easier. Give us a call at 800-764-9072 or visit valoremequity.com to receive your free home assessment today.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
Hey, this is Rocktop Construction. Rocktop is a family-owned business based out of Utah. We specialize in replacing worn or storm-damaged roofs and understand how to assist homeowners with property claims. For reliable service and the best value on a quality and energy-efficient roof, call Rocktop Construction at 801-567-1234. We have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Again, that's 801-567-1234 to find out more about how we can protect your home.
If you or someone you know is looking to find the right business to buy, to franchise an existing successful business, or even to sell a business, contact businessresource.com. B-I-Z-N-I-S, businessresource.com. Business Resource also specializes in helping existing businesses find capital and other important resources to help them be more efficient and more effective. Call 385-528-8584 today. 385-528-8584. Businessresource.com.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm sitting here with Michael Lipowitz. He's the executive director of Masterful Movie Movement. Michael, does it cost to be a moviegoer to join your movement?
Absolutely. Kathy, before we go much further, you asked me a question before about the films that we will be producing. I should tell the audience about our first Glider film project, as it is representative of the type of feature films that we intend to produce. Glider, written by two-time Emmy winner Nelson Breen, is about the fall from grace and comeback from substance abuse of an all-star professional basketball player. It's a comeback story, which we hope will inspire audiences. we intend to market our films to parents to encourage them to take their children to see the film, to get the message of it in not turning to drugs, and also what it takes to recover from an addiction. So it has a humanitarian aspect to it, as we will try to do with so many of the films that we intend to produce.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Good. So for a moviegoer, it doesn't cost anything to join your movement. Is that correct?
That's correct, Kathy. A basic membership in our movement is free of charge. There's absolutely no cost to it. There are other certified and premium memberships where you can get membership certificates, framed or unframed, where there is a nominal charge, but there's no requirement to pay anything. People can also contribute to the movement as they see fit on the website.
Okay. Is there any charitable aspects of your movement? And if there is it a nonprofit involved?
Yes. I believe it may have been mentioned in the video. There is a nonprofit called A Voice for Children International that will be receiving 10% of the profits from the movie movement. We're not anticipating large profits from the movement because memberships are free for the most part, but we will be selling movement merchandise, apparel, baseball caps, all kinds of things on the website that movement people can buy as they see fit.
Mm-hmm. And what about the charitable aspects of your movement?
Well, 10% of the profits go to the Voice for Children International. And they're an organization that benefits the poorest of the poor children throughout the world.
Oh, that's so sweet. So 10% of all the movies and things like that you're going to be making as well. Is that correct?
No, not of the movies. That's just of the profits from the movement, Kathy.
Oh, so just the movement, but not the movies.
No, the movies produced by the studio. The studio intends to have a foundation, and a percentage of the profits of the studio will go to charitable endeavors. So the studio will be doing that as part of its business plan to help the needy where possible.
So how are you going to reach to these needy children? Is there, because there's some foundations, foundations as well as nonprofit organizations out there to help children. Are you going to reach out to them and give them some the money that you're going to get from the 10% of the movement?
Well, once again, the movement is going to one nonprofit called A Voice for Children International. A Voice for Children International. The foundation will be doing many projects, producing documentaries and other things for the benefit of nonprofits. So, but that's the foundation of the studio and has nothing to do with the movement.
Oh, okay. And where are you going to put your studio? I mean, where is it going to be located at?
Well, we're hoping in Denver. That's our plan. As I mentioned to you when we spoke earlier, there's an event planned in Denver called Cinema Day. It's on Friday at 11 o'clock at the state capitol. The purpose of the event is to support legislation that's currently in the Colorado legislature to to fund production costs by incentive tax credits, so that the film industry, including our studio, will be filming projects in Colorado. It's essential for the state, not only for economic development, which could be a boon, but also by keeping the infrastructure for the film industry in Colorado so it can compete favorably with other states that are granting incentives.
Interesting. That's really interesting. And this event is this Friday?
It's a Friday at 11 o'clock on the west steps of the state capitol building on Colfax in downtown Colorado.
So that's March 6, 2020. Is that correct?
And we ask everyone, please join us and show your support for this. It's not just good for us. It's great for the economic development of the entire state of Colorado if it can have the effect of bringing the film industry into Colorado to shoot their films.
Interesting. Okay. Michael, you said that you intend to build and open an entertainment complex to the, you know, for the theaters to release your studio films. Can you tell me a little bit about that and the complex?
Sure, Kev. What we're planning to do is build entertainment complexes that contain theaters, a single giant size like IMAX, but not IMAX, theater screening room, a 460-seat restaurant, an arcade, a gift shop, a coffee shop on the promenade, and a business center for people to get their work completed. So this is something we have in on the drawing boards. We have architectural plans for them. They'll be 60,000 square feet in size. The first three we intend to build in Denver, Los Angeles County, and Long Island, New York, to show our movies in. We will also be releasing our movies to third-party distributors. So it won't just be solely shown by the studio.
That sounds really interesting, and it sounds like a really big project that you have on your hands, Michael.
Well, thank you, Kathy. We think it's needed. We think giant-sized screening rooms are the future of theater exhibition, and we feel that many multiplexes have too many screens, and for that reason, after the initial release of a film, in the weeks that follow, the screening rooms only have 10 or 15 people in them. So we feel if we have one theater with 300 seats, that we'll be able to attract audiences to our films if they're not on multiple screens throughout a given city.
Mm-hmm. And how much, you know, going to the movies can be pricey. Just for one person. I mean, their tickets are about $12 to $14 to $16 per person. Are you going to make any changes with that? Or,
Kathy, they're even more than that. For a 3D movie in an IMAX size screening room, tickets can range from $18.50 to $22. The cost is prohibitive. It's just unconscionable, and because of the tentpole films produced by Hollywood, the production budgets are so large, $250 to $400 million. It's important with advertising and marketing. The theater operators get a raw deal, and they because the studios need the money to pay for their productions. And as a result, not only are the ticket costs high, but the cost of concessions is extremely high, too. I mean, who wants to really pay $8 for a large bag of popcorn? It makes no sense. In any event,
so what are you going to do that's different? So are you going to make these changes to be more reasonable for families or in couples or even an individual to go to the movies?
Well, a price to a ticket to one of our giant screening rooms will be $10. $8 for students, military, and seniors. And popcorn and pop will be reasonably priced because our entertainment complex will have so many businesses under its roof. It doesn't just have to make its money at the concession stand of the theater. Our restaurant, we think, will gross more for us in profits than even the theater. And it is geared to be a destination point for people going out for a meal. So not only can they see it if they see the movie, they can also come if they've already seen the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice to go to the movies and then after the movies go to dinner. Or sometimes even before, but I love to go to the movies and then go after and go to dinner. And then you talk about the movie, you know, the actors or things about the movie.
Well, that's the current trend in the new theaters being built today. It's a multifaceted experience, not just going to see a movie and paying $18.50 for the ticket and $8 for popcorn. In our theaters, we're going to be serving upscale food, fine food, Kathy, not bar food that's in a lot of entertainment-type complexes.
I know you're going to be putting one in the Los Angeles area, of course, one in Denver, and then one in New York. Would you put one, like, down south? You know, like near Virginia, or maybe a little bit further, like down by Tennessee, you know, or North Carolina, South Carolina, put something there for them to go to as well.
Kathy, it's our plan in time to have 500 theaters in 18 years, and they will be placed all over the country and internationally also.
Europe stuff? Okay.
Canada would be a great spot for one.
Wow, that's wonderful. And now are you the main director of putting this movies and stuff together, or do you have a team on board with you brainstorming with this?
I'm the executive director of the movement. You'll see on the movement's website, we have a team that's involved with that. We also have a team for our studio, of which I'm the chairman and CEO of. So it's kind of my vision, but it's a team effort to implement it.
Mm-hmm.
To give you an example, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. It's interesting. Go on.
Well, what we feel is there needs to be a return, Kathy, to quality, value, and service back into the film industry. And the quality I've already addressed in the violent, dark, and raunchy films. The value I've addressed in the cost of going to the theater to see a show. But value is also, once you're in the theater, what you'll be seeing. And what our studio intends to do is to produce and theatrically release what we call double motion picture presentations, which are comprised of a two-hour feature film, a 50-minute documentary, a five-minute cartoon, and when entering the theater, in place of First Look, which is advertising-laden, something that we will call Celebrity Newsreel, which will be a show about the talent that's in our studio. So it will inform the public about them, plus also, from that aspect, be a promotional tool for us to get the public to know the actors and actresses, directors, screenwriters, etc., that will be working with our studio.
Oh, cool. That's good to know. And what do you think about the streaming things like Netflix and Amazon and YouTube, where they stream movies?
Well, I have questions, and so does my team, about streaming. The jury's still out on that. Netflix initially was using the content of the studios and production companies and television outlets to fill their content for it. And they were successful in doing that, but then the change took place when the content providers started withdrawing their content, and Netflix, Hulu, and others like Amazon Prime started producing its own content. The jury's still out if that content is any better than the violent, dark, and raunchy films being produced by Hollywood today. So we believe Netflix and streamers are a form of television. And as a result, the cost of those productions can't be as high as the producing of movies for theaters. To give you an example of that, Netflix produced The Irishman last year for $160 million. It was done to show what they could do, but it made no economic sense to it. For it to work, the cost of the content by the streamers there will come to realize has to be much lower than it is now. I think Netflix is spending $15 to $17 billion on content, and the jury's still out as to whether it will work for them. They've had 5 years of negative cash flows, and they have $13 billion of debt on their balance sheet as a result of it. I firmly believe, like your show, streaming will be advertising supported. And particularly if bad times come into being, when people will be reducing their families' budgets and let these streaming alternatives go by the wayside. That's something that could very well possibly happen. Again, the jury's still out on streaming.
Yeah, that's interesting to know. And then also, too, you know what would be really fun, too, when you do the movie theaters and bring the movies to live again? I like it when you see the previews of the movies that are coming out, but also kind of like some shows and things that are out there that they can tune into, do you know what I mean, before they get right to the movie.
Well, that makes sense, Kathy. I would tend to agree with you on that.
Because that's kind of fun, you know. You're sitting there while everybody's getting their popcorn, and before the movie, they're running around because they get their seats, and then they kind of get their popcorn. and sometimes you just sit there, and you just wait and wait. It's a, you know, dark screen, but here they can be showing something before the movie. You know what I mean? Give like 15 minutes or 10 to 15 minutes, and then show them the upcoming movies are coming out, a trial, you know, what's coming in the next 3 weeks or so.
Well, Kathy, that's the intent of our celebrity newsreel, to interview talent.
Yeah, and have the celebrities talk and, you know, do a little clip on them and Yeah, so they get to know the celebrities before they go. The movie starts. Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that.
That was the logic behind our doing it. We thought it served two purposes. One, it would help us in spreading the word and getting people familiar with our talent. And also, people have an affinity, a love for celebrities. And this will give them an in-depth look into them before they see the movies. So we think it serves both purposes well.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. This is really interesting. Well, Michael, sit back and we'll be right back after these messages.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Head & Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Head & Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
It's time to live your journey. Envision being stress-free. The Life Vessel is relaxation therapy that helps reduce stress, manage pain, detoxifies on all levels, supports the immune system, and balances hormones. Life Vessel uses an infrared light source that increases blood circulation and oxygen to the cells. Life Vessel of Utah does that and so much more. Call at 801-864-1300, lifevesselofutah.com.
Do you know how much equity is in your home, condo, or townhome? Do you want to lower your rate and take cash out? We're Valorem Equity, and we make mortgages easier. Give us a call at 800-764-9072 or visit valoremequity.com to receive your free home assessment today.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
Hey, this is Rocktop Construction. Rocktop is a family-owned business based out of Utah. We specialize in replacing worn or storm-damaged roofs and understand how to assist homeowners with property claims. For reliable service and the best value on a quality and energy-efficient roof, call Rocktop Construction at 801-567-1234. We have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Again, that's 801-567-1234 to find out more about how we can protect your home.
If you or someone you know is looking to find the right business to buy, to franchise an existing successful business, or even to sell a business, contact businessresource.com. B-I-Z-N-I-S, businessresource.com. Business Resource also specializes in helping existing businesses find capital and other important resources to help them be more efficient and more effective. Call 385-528-8584 today. 385-528-8584. BusinessResource.com.
Thank you for listening in, or if you're just tuning in. I'm sitting here with Michael Limbowitz. He is the executive director of a movement called Masterful Movie Movement. And Michael, tell me, when is this project going to come to? When do you see this project's, you know, the movies and building the theaters and stuff? When is it going to come to effect?
Well, we're hoping that the movement will enable us to move forward. The movement must be a success first, Kathy. We need the support of movie lovers that are fed up with the movies being produced today and want to get behind a studio that intends to bring about the change that we feel is so desperately needed in the film industry. But that will be for moviegoers to decide. We need them to come to our website, check out our position paper, and see what we're all about, and see if they would like to support us. And also, the talent that becomes involved, also that would be a venue for them to express their views and get to know us in terms of what the future will bring for the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm. Would this be, could you do something like a membership for your movies, or for the movie theater, excuse me, going to your movie theaters? Would there be also a membership for them to buy into so they can go towards some movies?
There would not be a membership for our theaters, yeah. Everyone would get to pick and choose the movie that they want to see. So they don't have to go on a monthly subscription and have to see a certain amount of films to break even, like AMC Stubbs is, for example. Uh-huh. And also, what we intend to do is offer our double motion picture presentations on our website, sold as DVDs and downloads of our films. So by going to the studio's website, they would be able to acquire our films. Also, members of the movement, even if you sign up for free, get a 10% discount in the future on the films that they will be buying directly from the studio.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's nice. That's nice too. Yeah, we all want a discount, especially going to the movies and or getting treats and stuff like that. You know, maybe get some free popcorn or something like that. But anyway, what about what do you think about the Oscars this past year, or even the past couple years?
Well, the audience speaks for itself. It hit a record low this year of 23.5 million. It points to the fact that audiences are not interested in the films being produced today. The indies, although of a higher quality, have small audiences. They produce marginally at the box office. As in two examples, this year's Academy Award winner, Parasite, only did $35 million at the domestic box office. And 2 years ago, Moonstruck only did $28 million at the box office, winning the Academy Award. People are just turning their backs on Hollywood today because of the quality of the films being produced. And also because of not being a good value.
Michael, what about the acting and actors? Do you think they're doing a good job out there? What's your opinion? Would like your opinion on that.
I think many of the actors today are of star caliber. But so many of the young ones today, I feel, aren't. Our studio intends to introduce new actors and actors into the film industry in our film projects.
And how would somebody get in touch with you? It's just through the website, you know, if there's a director or producer and they're on the same wave level as you are, they're, you know, they got some good ideas, put out a good film, or they do have something that they want to give to you that you can push to get it out there.
Again, Kathy, we're open to talking to anyone, particularly those whose backs were turned back on by Hollywood. They can get in touch with me on the Contact Us page on our website, or friend me on Facebook if they like. I'm open to meeting all people that have an interest in producing and in improving the quality and value of the films being produced today.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I have somebody that I want you to get in contact. He is the owner and founder of Forecast TV. And he's, as a matter of fact, it's in Colorado. And I told him I wanted to talk to you first. But that is somebody that he is fed up with Hollywood too. And he's doing some amazing television, streaming movies, and he's on the same wave level as you are. So I will put you in touch with the owner of that.
Kathy,
how's that sound?
Please do.
You're welcome.
Looking for contacts.
And I have some fantastic Hollywood celebrities that are kind of a little disappointed too. They're on the same wave that you are. So, and then they want some good movies as well. Or be able to be in some good ones, I should say. Be in some good ones. So, but anyway, so give my audience your address again and the website of the movement.
It's masterfulmoviemovement.com. You can Google it and get to our website on the internet. Please contact me on the website contact us page. I'd be happy to make friendships with all kinds of people interested in increasing the quality and the value of films being produced today.
Wonderful. And then also, too, how can they talk to you through Facebook? Because I noticed that you enjoy being on Facebook and Twitter or anything like that, any of your social media platforms?
Well, I'm on both LinkedIn and Facebook, so Messenger on Facebook would work, or they can contact me on LinkedIn. Either way, I'd be happy to get to know people in all areas of the film industry.
Okay. Well, that sounds wonderful. And Michael, I'd like to thank you so much for coming on my show. And as this moves along in the next 4 to 6 months, I would like to invite you back on my show and see where you're at and see what's happening with the movement.
Yes, let's definitely stay in touch. And I truly appreciate this invitation you gave me to talk to your audience. There were several thousand people in Denver that are following us that I believe may have tuned in tonight. So perhaps I've increased your audience in inviting them to listen in on the show.
That is so sweet of you. Well, I want to thank you so much, Michael, for coming on. And for anybody out there who would like to join in on his movement, it's masterfulmoviemovement.com. And thank you again, Michael, for being on my show.
Have a good evening, and thank you again, Kathy Lee.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And for all of those, I'd like to thank BBS Radio and Primetime Media for supporting my show. So thank you guys. Have a great evening. Until then, we'll see you next week.